Gold fell and oil rose on the same crisis, what that split tells you. When Israel-Iran clashes threatened a Mideast ceasefire in June 2026, gold fell and oil rose at the same time. The split reveals something most headlines miss. Not all commodities are safe havens, and each one moves on its own logic. The simple version. On June 7, 2026, gold prices extended a decline while oil prices moved higher, both responding to the same news, escalating Israel-Iran clashes that threatened a fragile Mideast ceasefire. If you have ever heard that gold is a safe haven and assumed all commodities behave that way in a crisis, this split tells you otherwise. Your savings, your retirement accounts, commodity exposure, and the price you pay at the pump are all touched by these two markets. Gold's job in a crisis is to store value when investors distrust currencies and financial markets. Oil's price is driven by whether the physical supply of crude can actually get to refineries. When a conflict threatens shipping lanes and production in a major oil-producing region, oil goes up because the world needs the barrels and fears it cannot get them. Gold, meanwhile, can fall if investors sell it to cover losses elsewhere, or if the crisis does not produce the numbers. The Middle East and North Africa region accounts for roughly 33% of global oil production, making conflict there a direct supply risk event for crude prices. U.S. Energy Information Administration, https://www.iagov. Gold spot prices are tracked continuously on global exchanges. Fred publishes daily London Bullion Market Association gold price data. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis Fred. https://fredsdlewis.org/series/golden228 NLBM. West Texas Intermediate crude oil prices are tracked daily by the EIA and on Fred. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis Fred. https://fredsdlewis.org/series/decoilotico. The Strait of Hormuz, adjacent to the conflict region, handles roughly 20% of global oil trade, making it the single most important oil transit choke point in the world. U.S. Energy Information Administration, https://www.iagov. Why gold and oil move on completely different logic. Gold does not produce anything. It does not get burned, refined, or consumed. Its value is almost entirely psychological and financial. People buy it when they trust other stores of value less. That means gold rises when investors fear inflation, currency collapse, or broad financial system instability. It does not automatically rise just because there is a war or a geopolitical shock. If the shock is contained, or if investors need cash to cover other positions, oil is the opposite. It is a physical commodity that gets drilled, shipped, refined, and burned. Its price responds to whether the world can get the barrels it needs from the places that produce them. A conflict in the Middle East raises a concrete question. Will supply routes stay open? The Strait of Hormuz handles about 20% of all oil traded globally. Any credible threat to that corridor pushes oil prices higher because buyers start bidding up available supply. This is why the two moved in opposite directions on June 7. The Mideast escalation was a direct supply disruption signal for oil. For gold, it was not the kind of broad financial panic that typically sends investors into precious metals. The market was, in effect, sorting the crisis into two separate risk buckets and pricing each one accordingly. Understanding this split matters if you have money in a commodity fund, an energy ETF, or even a target date retirement fund with commodity exposure. Those positions can move in completely different directions even on the same day's news because they are not one thing. They are a collection of separate markets, each driven by its own supply, demand, and sentiment logic. The real cost lends on a $10,000 commodity allocation. Say you hold $10,000 in a broad commodity fund inside a retirement account, split roughly between energy, metals, and agricultural commodities. On a day like June 7, 2026, your energy exposure and your gold exposure could move in opposite directions, muting the total swing. That sounds like natural diversification, and sometimes it is. But it also means the reason you own the fund matters, if you bought it because you thought commodities. Starting allocation, $10,000 in a broad commodity index fund. If energy, roughly 30% of many commodity indexes, rises 5% on a supply shock, that portion gains about $150. If gold, roughly 10 to 15% of a broad commodity index, falls 1% on the same day, that portion loses about $10 to $15. Net effect on the $10,000 position from these two moves alone. Roughly $135 to $140 gain, not the uniform commodity rally a headline reader might expect. The point is not the dollar amounts on one day. The point is that the story you tell yourself about why you own something determines whether the outcome surprises you. If you own commodities to hedge oil price risk in your daily life, your commute, your heating bill, an oil price spike in the fund actually offset a real cost you are paying elsewhere. If you own them because you think gold goes up in every crisis, June 7 was a correction to that story. Knowing the mechanism. Gold and oil are not two versions of the same thing. One stores financial value, the other stores energy. They move on different fears. What this means? The June 7 split is a useful moment to stress test any assumption that commodities are a single, unified category that all move together in a crisis. They do not. Each commodity responds to the specific supply, demand, and investor sentiment dynamics of its own market. A geopolitical shock in the Middle East is a supply disruption event for oil, a potential inflation or currency distrust signal for gold, and largely irrelevant for agricultural commodities. For most people who are not actively managing commodity positions, the practical takeaway is simpler. When you see a headline saying commodities fell or commodities rallied, ask which ones. The aggregated headline almost always hides more than it reveals. And if you hold any fund with commodity exposure, whether through a 401k target date fund or a dedicated ETF, the fund's prospectus will tell you exactly how it weights different commodity categories. What this is not a prediction of where gold prices or oil prices go next, given the ongoing situation in the Middle East. This is not advice on whether to buy, sell, or hold gold, oil, commodity funds, or any energy sector security. This is not a recommendation about any specific fund, ETF, or brokerage product that tracks commodities. This is not a forecast of whether the Mideast ceasefire holds, collapses, or escalates further. This is not a statement. Sources: U.S. Energy Information Administration, Oil Market Data, and Strait of Hormuz Choke Point Analysis. https://www.iagov. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis Fred, Gold Price Series, Gold Eng 228 NLBM. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/gold-eng228NLBM. Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis Fred, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Price Series Decoilutico. https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/decoilutico.